This is Michael Josephson for the Josephson Institute of Ethics. In my lifetime, I've had the good fortune of having a handful of good friends. Each of my four teenage daughters have many hundreds. At least that's what they call every Facebook connection they collect like trophies. The list of those kinds of friends includes people they barely know, some they don't know at all, and even some people they don't like. They also have lots of real friends, people they actually know and spend time with. They profess to love and miss quite a few, and though it defies the meaning of the word best, they each have a rotating group of best friends, often referred to as BFFs, best friends forever, or BFFLs, best friends for life. The intensity and longevity of almost all friendships are tied to context, place, and time. Except for friendships with relatives, if you're fortunate enough to have any who you really think of as friends, friendships rarely make the transition from one major stage of your life to another. The insight of age is that even our best friendships usually morph into memories. Fortunately, the emotions that define these memories are easily reawakened and enjoyed by even infrequent contact. Communicating with old friends can enrich our lives by bringing our past into the present, reminding us of who we were and how we became what we are. This is Michael Josephson reminding you that character counts.